American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. In the back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, and we're live today on this first day of June 2005. And the subject matter today, I will find my lips once again today, our subject matter today is Zionism. And in a hopes to educate, to diffuse prejudice out there so people know exactly what they're dealing with when they hear the term. My guest today, Jack Otto. And Jack, we got loaded phone lines here. Do you want to continue with phone calls, or do you want to carry on here?
Just let me insert a quick paragraph here. There was a Mason, a 33rd degree Mason by the name of Albert Pike, who was born in Boston in 1809. He was a very impressive intellect, a Harvard graduate, and the master of 16 languages. Later in his life, he became revered by his fellow Masons for authorship of their text called Morals and Dogma. And most Masons are unaware that their order is based on ancient mysticism from Babylon, Egypt, and Phoenicia. And right on page 321 of their book, Morals and Dogma, Albert Pike says very clearly, Lucifer, the light bearer, Lucifer, the son of the morning, it is he who bears the light, and with its splendors intolerable, blind, feeble, sensual souls. Doubt it not. Wow. So this Albert Pike wrote a letter to his Illuminati superior, the founder of the Mafia, a guy by the name of Giuseppe Mazzini. It was on August 15, 1871. And in that letter were the objectives of three world wars that had been formulated him between the years 1859 and 1871. Now, this letter used to hang in the British Museum Library in London until 1977, when it disappeared from display immediately after Rothschild joined the board of directors for the museum. According to Pike, the First World War was designed to destroy Tsarist Russia and convert that country into a stronghold of atheistic communism. It was to be instigated by agitating the differences between Germany and England, and afterward, communism was to be strengthened to the point that it could be used to destroy other governments and weaken religions. Now, the Second World War was to be fomented through the manipulation of the differences which existed between the German nationalists and the political Zionists. And it was to result in an expansion of USSR influence and their establishment of the State of Israel. Now, during the Second War, communism was to be enlarged and strengthened to the point that it equaled United Christendom. And at that point, it would be contained and held in check.
Is it fair to say, Jack, that the root and the birth of communism came from Jewish roots?
No, it came from false Jew roots.
Thank you for the clarification.
The Yiddish.
We'll continue this broadcast right after this break. Davey, Arthur, Will, Professor, John, all the other callers, just hang on. We'll get to all of your calls. My guest today is Jack Otto. Well, after the break, we'll tell you how to get his book, World War III. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let me do a little commercial plug here for a new product that RBN is offering. It's the Sony XRF5100 car stereo with shortwave and cassette player. Includes wireless remote, controls multi-CD or MD player, replaces other models that they had. Some of the features it has, it's got a power output of 52 watts a channel. You've got 18 FM, 6 marine wave, and 12 shortwave presets. Frequency step switch, which is most important, folks, in digital radio technology for shortwave. That allows you to do at one-step increments tuning. It's got a flip-down panel for access to cassette. Well, you want to listen to CDs. A remote unit can be installed, incorporated with this unit. That's separate, but it is available. Programmable alpha tags allow you to name your storage stations. It's got a 7 equalizer preset. Includes the wireless remote, and it's got what they call the BTM, Sony calls BTM, allows you to automatically select the stations with the strongest signals and store them in memory, or you can choose them manually. A great feature for frequent travelers with the dynamic soundstage organizer allows the listener to create a spatial effect that makes speakers mounted low on the door sound like they're mounted much higher. The height of these virtual speakers can be adjusted to 3 different levels, or it can be bypassed to tailor the sound to your listening area in your car or truck. This is a great deal, folks. $199.95. Simply call 800-724-2719. We're quickly running our source out. I was just on the phone with him today, and he's scouring Sony. He just got a commitment for a new shipment. But these things are moving fast. People have wanted this for a number of years. And keep in mind that most of the talk show hosts that you listen to, you folks down here in Austin, most of your favorite talk show hosts, they are on shortwave. Most all of them are on shortwave. So if something happens to your low-power FM radio station or you're out of the area, you don't have to drag your computer with you. You can't do that. And portable units don't work that well in cars. This is a full-fledged in-dash Sony unit, high quality, performs outstandingly, folks. Give us a call, 800-724-2719, $199.95, and that's free shipping and handling. Make sure you call 800-724-2719. You'll always be able to get your favorite talk show host on this radio. We're talking with Jack Otto today, author of the book World War III, in an attempt, ladies and gentlemen, to educate and dispel prejudice. You must have a clear understanding of the terms and the definitions and what you're dealing with. Ask the people in the Middle East right now. The policies of Israel, they feel threatened. The Palestinians, well, they had their land carved up. They're living like slaves. And they're living like prisoners in their own land. The roadmap for peace that Israel wants, when they speak about the, and let's talk about the glossary of terms here. When they talk about the roadmap to peace for Israel, they're talking about Israel's security. And it basically calls for the elimination of any threat against Israel. And quite frankly, their threat that they say that they feel is the entire Muslim world in the Middle East. And this is who the United States is backing. This is why you're seeing when they say that anti-Semitism is on the rise around the world, folks, keep in mind that these are people that are against Israel's policies. They're speaking out against Israel's policies. They're speaking out against their political and overt military actions, and they're lumped in the same group as being anti-Semitic. So the next time you hear that story on your news, you'll be able to discern and know the difference. Jack, let's go back to the phones here. We've got...
Let me finish that one last paragraph there, part of that paragraph, because I think it's so important. We were talking about Albert Pike, who wrote a letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, of the founder of the Mafia, talking about the three world wars, and the first two came off just exactly as planned. And in reference to World War III, Albert Pike planned that they would stir up the differences between the Jewish nationalists and the leaders of the Muslim world. Does that look like it's coming true?
It's a blueprint.
It sure is. Back to the phone.
Davey in Texas. Hello, Davey.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
By the way, Davey, before you ask your question or you comment, the book, I found the book.
Hey, way to go, John.
So next time you're down here in Austin, I'll be able to give you the book that you loaned me. And by the way, what was that book?
Well, John, you have Willie Martin's book, In Search of Isaac's Children, which you're welcome to keep and share with anybody that comes by to see you there.
All right.
That's a great book, by the way, and there is on the Internet Willie Martin Files Outline. You can type that into a search engine, Willie Martin Files Outline, and on there you can read about the word Jew. You know, in the English language, we didn't have the letter J until the late 1700s. You know, any cursory review of history and language will show you that. Just to set the record straight, last time I talked to y'all, I made a comment that I feel was incorrect, and I said that the Messiah was neither Jewish or neither Israelite. I believe I said he was an Israelite. Well, his father was the Almighty, so to call him either one would kind of border on blasphemy, I think, given the stiff-necked nature of the Israelite people and their invincible ignorance. But, John, whenever we use the word Israel, we're talking about, you know, historically, not the last 70, 800 years where these Zion Nazi terrorists have come in and changed words around to mean exactly the opposite. You know, Jack just pointed out that these Ashkenazim Khazar so-called Jews are not Semitic. So how in the world can they be offended by the movie The Passion? They weren't even there. You know, they had nothing to do with it. That leaves out, you know, 92% of the alleged Jews on planet Earth. They weren't there. They're you know, the predecessors weren't there. They had nothing to do with it. And it's just the fact that this whole world is specifically the American people who are just invincibly ignorant on this particular subject. If they would just read books like O Jerusalem, written by two Jewish guys, The Holocaust Dogma of Judaism, The Strange Gods of Judaism by Michael Hoffman, and if they can just get a hold of a copy of the Talmud and look at it, they can go to www.cominhere.com. Jack, have you ever seen Mackey's Revised Encyclopedia of Freemasonry?
Yeah, Kenneth McKenzie's. You're talking about his Royal Masonic Encyclopedia?
No, sir, this is Mackey's, Alfred Mackey's Encyclopedia of Freemasonry. The first copyright is like in the 1870s, 1873.
I don't believe I've seen that.
Well, it's kind of a really interesting book because, you know, it's a two-volume, you know, about 6 inches thick. But if you go through that and look at it, there is no escaping the fact that Freemasonry is a manifestation of Talmudic Judaism. And you pointed out Albert Pike's book, Morals and Dogma. He doesn't leave any room for doubt there who their God is.
Now,
I had a question for Jack real quick so I can hop off and let the other ones on. Jack, could you speak just for a moment about Kol Nidre?
Kol Nidre is a prayer that is said on the holy day of Yom Kippur. Now, Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement. But what they do when they first go into the synagogue on that day of Yom Kippur, they go to the West Wall and they pray three times something called Kol Nidre. Now, I don't have the full text of it here with me, but the gist of it is what they're doing is they're praying not for sins of the past year, but for sins of the coming year, that they'll be forgiven as soon as they sin, for an oath not being an oath, a pledge not being a pledge, a vow not being a vow. And they could go on for a long time about that. So it gets them off of the hook.
Now, what God exactly do you think they're praying to?
Well, it's not Yahweh, is it?
I mean, come on, people. Thank you, John.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you, Davey. You know, Jack, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, while the discussion is going on, you know, it's important. You know, I can't stress this enough, that this is extremely important, that people understand what we're talking about, because a lot of people will get this wrong. A lot of people will intentionally get it wrong because they don't want to bring down the heat on themselves because they don't understand the subject matter, and they don't want to bring the heat down on themselves and open themselves up to ridicule.
Well, it comes down to about four things. You don't want to talk about this. It's either because you're ignorant, you don't know about it. You could be cowardly. Now, I've had people tell me, oh, I don't want anybody to know I know about that. And it could be that you're stupid. You know, there are those people who plug their ears and close their eyes and scream loud, I don't want to hear it. And there are none so stupid as those who refuse to learn. And then, of course, there is the controlled opposition. There are some who don't want to talk about it. They'd like to be up in front leading, but there's a couple things they just want to make sure we don't go near.
Rabbi Avigdor Miller, and an excerpt from his book, I'll read you a couple of excerpts of the book. Sing You Righteous is the name of his book. He says that actually the state of Israel solves nothing. All problems remain the same and new ones are created. For example, the Arabian lands have been rendered uninhabitable for Jews. Constant wars with neighbors must be waged, incurring huge military expenditures and loss of many lives in addition to constant peril. It is exasperated. Hated in the nations due to Arab influence and also to embroilment with the foreign policy of nations. And the proponents of the state of Israel attempt to kindle a fire under the Jews in all lands in order to make their position untenable so that they immigrate to augment the population of the new state. For example, Ben-Gurion's statement in the New York Times on 4/22/1963 said this: Jews are in truth a separate element in the midst of the peoples among whom they live, an element that cannot be completely absorbed by any nation. For this reason, no nation can calmly tolerate it in its midst. We'll take the break here. We'll come back. And you want to read more about this, folks, go to the websites where the rabbis have put this together, JewsAgainstZionism.com. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost one-fifth ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aranair.us. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The role of Zionism in the Holocaust, article by Rabbi Lieberman from Australia. He says, from its inception, many rabbis warned of the potential dangers of Zionism and openly declared that all Jews loyal to God should stay away from it like one would from fire. They made their opinions clear to the congregants and to the general public. Their message was that Zionism is a chauvinistic, racist phenomenon which has absolutely not to do with Judaism. They publicly expressed that Zionism would definitely be detrimental to the well-being of Jews and Gentiles, and that its effects on the Jewish religion would be nothing other than destructive. Further, it would taint the reputation of Jewry as a whole and would cause utter confusion in the Jewish and non-Jewish communities. Judaism is a religion. Judaism is not a race or a nationality. That was still and remains the consensus among the rabbis. We were given the Holy Land by God in order to be able to study and practice the Torah without disturbance and to attain levels of holiness difficult to attain outside the Holy Land. We abused the privilege and were expelled. That is exactly what all Jews say in their prayers on every Jewish festival. And I cannot pronounce this, excuse me, to our Jewish listeners out there. Because of our sins, we were expelled from our land. That's what it meant. We have been forsworn by God not to enter the Holy Land as a body before the predestined time. In other words, until God sends his Messiah for the Jews. He continues by saying not to rebel against the nations and to be loyal citizens, not to do anything against the will of any nation or its honor, not to seek vengeance, discord, or compensation. Not to leave exile ahead of our time. On the contrary, we have to be humble and accept the yoke of exile. To violate the oaths would result in your flesh will be made prey as the deer and the antelope in the forest, and redemption will be delayed. Now, this is coming from true rabbis, ladies and gentlemen, not Zionists, not people parading as being Jews. But these are coming from real Jewish rabbis. They are speaking the truth. And what you're seeing is a political creation in the Middle East that is threatening the peace and security and the sanctity of the Middle East. It is a troublesome issue, one that you will never hear discussed on mainstream, but you will hear it discussed in detail here to seek out understanding and diffuse prejudices and possible hate, to have an understanding about your subject matter. Well, that's to be liberated, folks. Let's go back to the phones. Arthur, thanks for holding. Arthur in Kansas. Hello, Arthur.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I guess you are both aware of the kosher food tax we all get to pay on our food products.
Yeah, I mentioned that one day on the air, and some people up in, I do believe it was Montana, almost had a baby, and they pulled my program until I called the guy and told him. I said, look, you've got to get this straight here. But yeah. Go ahead with your comment.
Well, that's about it. But can you imagine if the Pope or any Christian denomination put a mark on the food, on the cans or whatever? Can you imagine the uproar?
Well, I mean, could you imagine if Muslims wanted to do that?
They
in
have
this country?
Done it. I have some cheese that has the halal mark on it now, with an M. So we're paying for everybody else's, but we not for ourselves.
You know, it's rather fascinating to sit and watch who is behind pulling any symbols of Christendom out of public buildings and institutions, and you will find at the heart of this and at the core, the Zionists doing this. Would they accept this? Us going Christians going to Israel? They don't want Christians in Israel. They
don't basically want them any place. What do you know about the Noahide laws?
Go ahead.
That was the first George Bush and the Congress pushed this thing. I don't know if it's a law or exactly what it's called, but in honor of Rabbi Schneerson on his 90-something birthday, that they can enforce these laws which end up beheading Christians.
If you mention Jesus Christ or try to talk positively about Jesus Christ to anybody in this town of Jerusalem or the country of Israel, you have committed a serious crime, and you should expect to spend a good long time in the slammer.
Yeah, well, it's almost as bad here.
And they're serious about it. Well, here you can get away with it unless you do it on government property, like a school.
Yeah.
You say anything about, you know, you can talk about anything in the school. You can talk about Wicca and Satanism. You can talk about Islam and Hindu. You can talk about Judaism. But you bring up Christianity, and you've got problems.
Oh, I know. Even in the newspapers.
This is what Grand Rebbe Teitelbaum, he was a charismatic individual, the Rebbe of Satmar, Grand Rabbi Joel Teitelbaum, did not mince any words. Straight to the point, he called Zionism the work of Satan, a sacrilege and a blasphemy. He forbade any participation with anything even remotely associated with Zionism and said that Zionism was bound to call the wrath of God upon his people. He maintained this stance with unwavering bravery from the onset of Zionism whilst he was still in Hungary up until his death in New York, where he led a congregation numbering in the hundreds of thousands. Grand Rabbi Teitelbaum, scion, I should say, to the legacy of holy mystics and Hasidic masters, unfortunately had his prediction fulfilled. It goes on to say, we lost more than 6 million of our brothers, sisters, sons, and daughters in a very horrible manner. This, more than 6 million holy people, had to experience as punishment for the Zionist stupidity. The Holocaust, he wept, was a direct result of Zionism, a punishment from God. That comes from the Grand Rabbi. We'll take the break here. More of your phone calls right after this with my guest today, Jack Otto. And right after the break, Jack, don't let me forget, put out the information on how to get your book. 30 years of research went into this. Folks, you need to read this for a greater understanding, because you're going to see more laws passed here in the United States, supposedly to head off anti-Zionism. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. You may have heard me talk about how I got my life back after a heart attack. Since then, I have shared Cartibite, a garlic and cayenne mixture, with many others. Listen to what some people have to say.
Like, I couldn't walk from my yard to go up to the corner. That's not even a half a kilometer. And I get about halfway there and I have to go back because my legs are getting too sore already. Now I walk there and I walk to the other end of the road and I come back and my legs still aren't sore.
I've drinking stuff. I got a whole window of pills here, but I wasn't on that thing a week. And I could just, like, you just know sometimes you slip with your legs crossed and your foot goes to sleep, and then you can feel it coming back. Well, that's just how this thing is operating. I can feel the feeling coming back in my feet.
To join the thousands already benefiting from Cartibite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit Cartibite.us for more information.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere, so make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Jack, please put out your information how people can get your book, World War III.
Thank you. What I do is I trace these false Jews from their roots in Turkey as the Khazar warriors to this modern great conspiracy to rule the whole world through hegemony banking. I asked $25 for a big, thick book that took me 25 years to research and write. If you're destitute, I'll accept a good sob story as full payment. I'll take care of the shipping and everything. Just send your order to Jack Otto, O-T-T-O, at Post Office Box 256 in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, where the zip code is 48127. One more time on that. Jack Otto, O-T-T-O, Post Office Box 256 in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, where the zip code is 48127. If you need to talk to me, my phone number is area code 313-582-2481. Let me tell you, you need this book. If you're having difficulty in awakening your friends and family to the threat of a new world order, it'll give you the facts and the figures you need to turn them around so that they're getting ready, too.
Well, and also, as an adjunct to that, at this network, we offer CDs in a regular CD or an MP3 format, your choice. You can get a copy of today's show and make as many copies as you want, folks, and pass them out. These are tentacles of the takeover and destruction of America, a very important one. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're right now in the Middle East. One of the reasons we're there is for the sanctity and security of Israel. And we are following their roadmap to peace. Next on the agenda, even if they have to do a terrorist attack to push the agenda and make the American people believe that we need to expand our military operations in the Middle East, next up, Iran, or take your pick, Syria. They have the roadmap to peace laid out. And folks, literally, this could kick off World War III and create terrorism, true terrorism, here in the United States, because who's been backing this? Who's been paying billions and billions of dollars to this political state called Zionist Israel? The United States has. So if people want to get a little out of the box here and pick their target as who's supporting them, that's right, it's the good old U.S. of A. So if you want to obtain a copy of today's show on CD, simply call us at 800-724-2719, along with Jack Otto's book, People Are Going to Get a Real Education. This is stuff that must be done, ladies and gentlemen, because this is extremely, extremely dangerous and tenuous position for the United States to be in right now. We've lost almost 1,700 soldiers. We have killed 1.5 million Iraqis over the flimsy excuse of what? Weapons of mass destruction? No. It is political gain. It is for the industrial complex. It is for the oil barons. And it's for the roadmap of peace for Israel. More death and destruction. The Palestinians, I'm not even mentioning the Palestinians, how many of these people have been killed. This was their homeland. They're now on postage side stamped gulags in Palestine today. And it's not getting any better. And it's going to get a whole lot worse. You need to have an understanding of these issues. Well, let's go back to the phones. Professor in Georgia. Hello, Professor.
Those issues are just as important as our children and our grandchildren.
All right.
What the states are.
Wait a minute. We've got a problem here. Pull Professor down. Professor, you've got to get to a quiet spot because I can't even hear Jack talking. You do that, and we'll go to the next caller. We'll come back to you. John in Louisiana. Hello, John.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I want to comment on your radio offer. Any auto radio will work much better in a home. So that radio, any other radio, can be easily adapted to home use with a power pack and a speakers, one or more speakers.
Okay. Any comments on subject matter we have?
Yes, indeed. First of all, I have a book to recommend for people who are non-readers. It's written by Jonathan Kirsch. It's called The Woman Who Laughed at God. Subtitle is The Untold History of the Jewish People. In that book, he says that in the United States, if there are 4 million Jews, there are 4 million Judaisms. In effect, that every Jew has his own religion, which is absolutely true. Now, another thing I want to talk about is this Deep Throat story. It's been neglected, but that is a shadow government. This guy named Mark Felt, who was Deep Throat, had an obligation as the executive director of the FBI to take the infractions and the criminal activities of the White House to the Attorney General, his boss, and he, instead of taking it to the boss, he took it to the Jewish-owned New York, the Washington Post, and he tried to pull Nixon in the Washington Post. This ought to be explored. What's wrong with us that we cover up this stuff and we can't even understand it? Go ahead.
Jack, you want to take that one?
Well, for one thing, sure. Tricky Dick sure had done some things wrong, but you know what? So had everybody else that had that presidency. And they all made allegiances with the Zionists to get in positions of power. Now, when you break some of your allegiance, they come down on you, and they come down hard. Now, I predicted about 4 or 5 years ago that Michael Jackson would come down hard. I saw a little blip in the newspaper that said he made some anti-Semitic remarks when he was down in South America. Just from that, I said, you know, that guy's going to go down, and he's going to go down hard.
Yeah, they don't let anybody get away with that. But about Mark Felt, the executive director of the FBI, he had a sworn duty to uphold the law. and he violated the law. He is even in his poor physical condition. He is could be charged with criminal conduct. But what it is, it demonstrates is the shadow government that's running this country. It's not the ostensible constitutional government at all. It's the Mark Felt Washington Post government that's running this country. Can we understand? What does it take to demonstrate that to us after this simple lesson?
It seems like a lot of people aren't willing to wake up.
Absolutely, they're brain dead. They prefer to be brain dead. They prefer an anti-state rather than freedom. The quest for freedom in this world has ended last century, my man. There ain't nobody in this world truly interested in freedom anymore. They're interested in security as provided by a nanny government.
You know, there's another book. Thanks for your call, John. And can you do this? Can you go back and check and see if Professor's line is clear? He's up and he's good. Okay. There's another book out there. And again, folks, go to thejewsagainstzionism.com. There's a lot of information that dispels the myths and the rumors. There is a gentleman by the name of Neil Galati. He wrote a book to tell the American people, and especially American Jews, that the Jews from Islamic lands did not immigrate willingly to Israel, that to force them to leave, Jews killed Jews, and that to buy time to confiscate ever more Arab lands, Jews on numerous occasions rejected genuine peace initiatives from their Arab neighbors. This is Jack, I can't express how important it is for people to understand this issue that we are talking about today, because it is the one thing that may stoke and invite true terrorist activity, not a government setup job, but true terrorist activity against the people of the United States, because they're not being told. We see the Pharisees on the TV screen. We see the Pat Robertsons and the New Age kind of preachers out there that all wrap their loving arms around Israel, this Judeo-Christian connection.
If they didn't, they wouldn't be allowed on television.
That says a lot in itself, does it not?
Who controls television? All you got to do is look at the end of those programs and see those plethora of Yiddish names that trail.
And isn't it fascinating that every movie that you see coming out of Hollywood, that all of these movies coming out depicting, you know, any Christianity, especially Catholicism. Catholicism is rife with a lot of not so good stuff. But if you look at the movies coming out of Hollywood, it constantly slams Christianity. Constantly. And you have to ask yourself the question why. You have to ask yourself the question, why are Jewish organizations in this country against Christianity? Why are they against it? We are not marching over to Israel to claim Israel for Christianity. We're not over there to run the Jews out of Israel. But yet they seem to want to run Christianity or Christian symbols out of America. You have to ask yourself the question, why? Why? What does this benefit the 1.5% of the population of America in the United States? I mean, come on, folks, 1.5%? But take a look at who's in the president's cabinet, not only this current president, but going back to Clinton and before that. Look at the dual citizenship holders of the PNAC people that are in there to stoke up the wars in the Middle East. Take a look at it for what it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Zionists running things, and we are totally against this. And we have people in this country, true Jews, that are decrying the fact of this unholy alliance with Israel right now. And they understand the real dangers of us being there and meddling in these foreign affairs. 1.5 million Iraqis, maybe 1 million Iranians, maybe 1 million Syrians, who cares? It is a Holocaust in the making right now. But they're not defining it in those terms. Let's go back to the phones. Professor in Georgia. Hello, Professor.
Hello. My ancestry is of Yiddish background. I'm second-generation American. I don't know if you're aware of that, John.
I wasn't aware of that.
You've probably seen my last name, English. It ends with an S-C-H. So I was typically called Jew boy. You know, I had curly hair. I straighten it now. I'm in the jewelry business, so, you know, I get a lot of flack. But that's okay. I'm an American, and I'm a Christian. But what I wanted to say is I guess the Lord has, you know, blessed me with a knowledge where I can see around the corner. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but I predicted the attack on 9/11, among many others, which even got the attention of the FBI. They've interviewed me over some of, you know, the accuracy of my predictions. But I just want to say that it was on that day that I made three phone calls to the Genesis Network, the three straight consecutive shows. And there is a – you can go to the archives of even the Alex Jones show that day, and you'll hear me saying that the Zionist nation state of Israel had the most to gain in this, and that's whose hand I saw. Alex, of course, quickly hung up on me, as he does so often. You know, a lot of my information is very hot. I just want to ask Jack, is he aware of the interpretation of the word Bolshevik?
Bolshevik and Menshevik. One was the major party, and one was the minor party. Is there a more literal translation of that word?
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a literal translation. It means emboldened Jew. In Yiddish or European language, they don't pronounce the J as J, but it is S-H-E-W, V spells Jew. Actually, it's pronounced, you would look at it, you would say, what is that, Shev? No, it's Shu. See, as the Jew, like when you say au jus for the French, you know, roast beef juice, well, it's Shu. Okay, Shu. So it's emboldened Jew. It's the revolution of the emboldened Jews. I just don't know if too many people are aware of that. So when we hear the word Bolsheviki, it means the emboldened Jew. And, you know, also I'm one that gave
the. How about the alternative one, the Menshevik? Do you know the background on that name?
I'm having a little trouble understanding you. Did you say Menshevik.
There was the Bolshevik and the Menshevik. There was two parties. And I was wondering if you had some of the background on the meaning of that word, Menshevik.
I do not know what European interpretation of men would be. Do you?
No,
and
sir,
it's been
I do
easy
not.
To figure out.
But I could take the chance that you might know and not ask the question.
Right. Well, we know it's a reference to something Jewish, you know, to a people, to a perceived Jewish people. And so anyway, you have the Bolshevik, or it's really, we would say Shevik, but it's really Shuik, see, because the V in Europe is a W, the W is a V. You have to remember to turn that around, and the translation becomes clearer. I don't know if you guys were aware, but I interpreted Schwarzenegger correctly as Black Darkness, and many people were getting that reference wrong. I've done a lot of research on this because God put a lot of this in front of me many, many years ago. Thusly, I happen to be looking a little bit ahead of most people. So when I do talk to them or I speak on a radio show or I had my own radio show, I do not get much reception because so many people are way behind on where things really are. The Antichrist is already 20 years old. We are facing perhaps the last year of, you know, so-called free America. The reason why, look, the whole attempt of the Zionists is to draw Russia, as they perceive Russia being God, to draw them into war, for that is when they believe they will take their world domination and their kingdom will come, when they draw Russia down to war with them, okay? Now, they perceive that their weapon systems can take Russia, because remember, it was many of the Jews, captive Jews, that gave Russia their weapon systems, and many of those mines did migrate to Israel and also some of the Western countries, and they do believe they are in possession of, well, let's just say, interstellar weaponry. Okay, I know you guys are probably familiar with Standeo and what he brings to the table. Well, they have interstellar weaponry. They are not really concerned about conventional weapons. They have all the means to ignite any conventional weapons upon liftoff. The means to totally remove a city as a, you know, just a heap of rubble. So they're not really concerned about any conventional weapons worldwide. The only country they have to concern themselves with is America. But let me just tell you, what they are doing right now are acts of revenge. Going back for thousands of years, they are eradicating the nations that once took them captive. If you look at the nations that are being picked off by this Zionist cabal, you will see that there are nations that at one time or another held Israel captive, you know, or parts of Israel. So this is a evil Zionist wish list that our United States government or the wings of an eagle are actually taking vengeance upon for the Zionist Jews. How do you Mr. Jack Otto?
Well, I think you have studied this and you've got a pretty good grasp of what's going on here. There's, you and you said it well, too. You get right to the very heart of the issue there.
Well, I'd like to tell you what is coming next. What is coming next will be a feigned nuclear test in Iran. It may not even be them launching it. Understand, it will be totally quasi-feigned. You know, it won't be real. And we'll be told they've got nuclear capabilities. It will be there'll be all sorts of seismic quotes, you know, by seismologists and all that. Yeah, this was a nuclear blast. This is the signature. Blah blah blah. And then there will be a joint Israeli, United States, Britain strike on Iran, which will cause rhetoric from Russia to escalate. And the whole point is to draw Russia into this war. They've got Russia boxed off where they can't sell their oil or ship their oil out to the points of exportation. And Russia will have no choice but to march on Israel. And that's the game plan. And we're on the verge. We're on the eve of destruction, shall we say.
Well, I have to agree with you on that. World War III is coming about just as it's been predicted.
It's been well choreographed.
Biblical references to it, too, about the time of the end when there's corruption in high places and wars and rumors of wars.
Exactly. These rumors of wars are part of the black. What do you call it when the chaff? You know how radar chaff? That's what it is. It's radar chaff. It's totally to make people's minds accept that they're be desensitized and accept that, well, this was inevitable. You know, those people over there, this was inevitable. You know, they were eventually going to come and get us, blah, blah, blah. So this is what we got to do. We got to go get them. And, you know, Joe Sixpack America is going to reap the consequences of his inactive mind. I'll just say that.
Well, thanks for your call.
True.
I appreciate it, Professor. Thank you very much. You know, George Galloway, and I played the entire clip on this network of what he said. He made headlines, folks, worldwide. They were after him big time because he was after Tony Blair and their involvement in Iraq. On May 17th, he appeared in front of the Senate Committee on Investigations after its members accused him of profiteering from Saddam Hussein's regime by receiving vouchers for oil, despite the fact that such allegations against Galloway had already been proven to be based on forged documents. Excuse me. Galloway did what no American on Capitol Hill could. He told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Galloway turned the tables and put the entire U.S. establishment on trial for arming Saddam, imposing genocidal sanctions, which killed over a million Iraqis, and then the two illegal wars, which killed and maimed hundreds of thousands more. Well, he was asked about terror attacks, and this was his response. Galloway was confident that massively opposed public opinion would stop an attack from taking place unless a staged terror attack carried out by the military-industrial complex and blamed on Iran was carried out. This is possible, ladies and gentlemen. We may see another attack on America, but this is all being fabricated. Or, as Professor said, we might have something nuclear going on in Iran to say, see, they have weapons of mass destruction. These people have to be done away with. How many more millions must die in the Middle East? We were talking about a Holocaust going on right now under concocted pretense, cooked up political pretense. How many more must die? This is a modern day Holocaust that's going on in the Middle East. How much longer must it continue with these people that don't represent anybody but oh gosh, Jack, I can't even come up with descriptive terms of what this regime is doing in Washington, D.C. It is perilous. It is dangerous. And it may, in fact, kick off a World War III, aptly named your book. Dave in Wyoming. Hello, Dave.
John, I appreciate your program. You're one of the few people that will even say anything like this on this program, and you got the nail hit right on the head. I appreciate, and Jack, I appreciate you writing a book. I'd like to ask you a couple questions. You go back to the history of this Zionist thing pretty good then?
Well, some of it. I know they had Zionist meetings in the late 1800s, and then Theodore Herzl brought together a big seminar in 1897 in which they laid out some of the game plan that they wanted to follow.
Well, you know, when Paul wrote in Titus, he wrote a letter to Titus, he said, beware of Jewish fables, and he wrote that to the church. and Christian people to beware of that, because that teaching had already been going on in Jesus' day when he came on his own and said, and his own received him not. What had happened was they expected an earthly king. And in John 6:15, when he perceived that they would make him a king by force, he departed the mountain himself. What he came to set up was a spiritual kingdom. And the debate over the years has been the difference between a literal and a spiritual. And, you know, if you go back before 1800, you won't find this taught in the churches in America. They had a good grasp of this because they were a spiritual people, and they understood the scriptures written in a spiritual manner, not in a literal, physical manner that we have today. And if you can turn these things around, you could take 100 people, and they can come up with 100 different versions of what they believe something is. But the proper, correct term of view is a spiritual view of the Bible. And that's why the promise is given to Abraham in Genesis 12:3 about his seed with blessings would be given. Galatians 3:16 says, and to thy seed, which is Christ, where all the promises made to. And this is the problem. We kick Christianity out of this country with, like, the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center. All these organizations have been out to undermine Christianity, and this is where our blessings have come.
And this has been their sole purpose. A lot of people do not understand this.
That's exactly right. And, John, I just want to thank you fellows for, you know, John, look, even getting on the air and tackling this. I mean, look, I look at listen to the other shortwave programs, and they're afraid to touch this thing. Just like the disciples, for fear of the Jews in Acts, this is where we're at today. For fear of the Jews, we're afraid to say anything because they wield so much power, and they can destroy us so easy. I mean, they have us by the hair of a head in this country.
Well, and I respect the conservative Torah-believing Jews. I reject outright Zionists, and people better get smart about that, because it's showing a fatal flaw in their depth of knowledge or their ability to stand up for the truth. And that's supposedly what they're there for.
Could I ask Jack another question? Jack, do you go into anything in the Civil War about the Jews behind the Civil War?
Well, on Abe Lincoln's cabinet was a guy named Belmont.
August Belmont.
Yeah,
he
financed. His name wasn't really Belmont. That was a front name.
His last name
His
was
real
Schoenberg.
Name was August Schoenberg.
Yeah.
Now, Abe Lincoln himself, his real name was Springsteen. And the general that he used to destroy the South was Ulysses S. Grant, but his name wasn't Ulysses. Ulysses was a anglicized name to cover up his real name, which was Hiram.
Hiram?
They figured with Ulysses, you couldn't. He must be Greek.
Right.
But that's not the case.
Well, the problem was...
Now, on the south there, right down there on the other end of it, was a guy named Judah Benjamin. He was an actual Rothschild relative. And he was there to become the secret police in the south. So we see them on both sides, and as always, they perpetuate war and conquer both sides and get rich in the process doing it.
Dave, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Scott, I'm sorry I could not get to your call. Maybe at a later date. Jack, quickly, we only got 20 seconds. Put out your information out. People get your book, World War III.
Send $25 to Jack Otto at Post Office Box 256 in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, where the zip code is 48127.
And somebody wants to call you. What's your number?
Area code 313-582-2481.
Jack, thank you very much. We'll be
thank
in touch,
John.
My friend. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. May God bless you.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.